Welcome to another edition of the program. You're tuned into Live Free Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Thanks again to everybody out there who is listening. I'm your host. My name is Lee Rogers. You can check out my website at roguegovernment.com. It's an alternative news resource dedicated to fighting the New World Order. Also, be sure to check out other sites like blacklistednews.com, intelstrike.com, and thought-criminal.org. Check them all out. Lots of very useful information on all of those websites. And if you want real news, go to those websites. Don't listen to the corporate control press. They talk about garbage. 90% of the stuff they talk about is absolute crap. It's nonsense. It's partisan bickering. It's designed not to inform you. That's the agenda of the corporate control media. Here, we are concerned with issues of relevance, issues of importance, issues that affect all Americans. And it's really that simple. And one of the most pressing issues facing the American people today is the New World Order. Our sovereignty is being usurped into these international organizations, these non-governmental organizations, these international banking cartels. It's an absolute horror show what's happening here. So this show is dedicated to defeating the New World Order. Plain and simple. And without further ado, let's get into some of the news of the day. Lots of stuff to cover. On today's show, I'm going to get into a lot of stuff. Let's go right down the list. We're going to get into how Bush is planning to veto this torture ban. That gets into this whole thing, of course. Bush wants to have the authority to torture people. It's really that simple. I'll elaborate more in the next segment, but it's ridiculous. So we'll get into that. Got to have the CIA being able to waterboard people, apparently, even though there's no evidence that torturing people gives you good information or good intelligence. It's a sick joke. Bush is also critical of this terror bill. And let me see if I can elaborate on that. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They have offered some amendments to the Protect America Act of 2007, which pretty much just gives the government carte blanche to tap Americans without a warrant. And they want to expand that. They want to give the telecoms immunity. It's just a big fiasco, and Bush is critical on the U.S. House version of the bill that they passed because it didn't include immunity for the telecoms. So we'll get into that. Very important news there. Michael Bloomberg, of all people, is saying the U.S. is resembling a third world nation. We'll talk about that. We'll also get into this story about how this crazy gunman opened fire at Northern Illinois University earlier today and ended up injuring 15 people. I think 5 died. An awful situation there, and I'm sure it's going to come out that this shooter was hopped up on psychotropic drugs, and that'll all come out in the next few days. I'm pretty confident about that. A few other stories. We're going to get into this bill that Barack Obama has introduced, and this bill basically sets up this whole thing where we are forced to give the United Nations money as part of this whole program. I'll have to elaborate on the other side, but it's an awful, awful bill. And then we'll get into all this other news with John McCain, some news on Ben Bernanke and the economy, all sorts of stuff. Stay tuned right here on RBN. We'll get into all of it.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody. This is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Show. Let's get right into this news and information. Lots of stuff to get into. Let's go right down the list. Police to get real-time spy satellite data. This one's from the Associated Press. A plan to use U.S. spy satellites for domestic security and law enforcement missions is moving forward after being delayed for months because of privacy and civil liberties concerns. No, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It's more important to keep everybody safe. The government is there to help you. The government is there to maintain security and to keep you safe. Never mind civil liberties. No, the security is more important. It's a joke. Let me move on. The charter and legal framework for an office within the Homeland Security Department that would use overhead and mapping imagery from existing satellites is in the final stage of completion, according to a department official who requested anonymity because the official is not authorized to speak publicly about it. The future of the program is likely to come up Wednesday when Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff goes to Capitol Hill to talk about his department's spending plan. And then it goes on. Last fall, senior Democrats on the House Homeland Security Committee asked the department to put the program on hold until there was a clear legal framework of how the program would operate. The request came during an ongoing debate over the rules governing eavesdropping on phone calls and emails of suspected terrorists inside the United States. Now, what you're seeing here is you're just seeing the integration of these different governmental institutions. You have the Homeland Security Department, you have Northern Command, you have local police precincts, you have all of this. All of this is being merged. They're creating fusion centers so that all of these different people from different government institutions, agencies can get together and have a grand old time spying on us. All based on the excuse that we have all these terrorists everywhere that are going to come kill us. And as I've said many times on the show, that is a complete and total fraud. The war on terror is a complete fraud. None of this is even necessary. It's all about control. The war on terror is an excuse so that the establishment can gain more control, can crack down on civil liberties, can treat us like slaves at the airports, make us take off our shoes, putting our toothpaste in a plastic bag. It's stupid. There is no major terror threat. The only terror threat comes from the government. I'm more concerned and freaked out about the federal government than I am some terrorist just coming out of nowhere and blowing me up. You want to look at who the real terrorists are, you look no further than the federal government. And you look at the intelligence agencies. Those are the real terrorists. But no, we can give police real-time spy satellite data. We can spy on the American people. It doesn't matter. You know, and you see, they're already moving forward with things like this. They don't care about civil liberties. A lot of the stuff that they make public, they're already doing. And then they retroactively make it legal, like they're doing with this FISA amendments bill, trying to give the telecoms immunity for their illegal actions and aiding the government and facilitating them spying on Americans domestically without a warrant. It's insane. Let me move on to another story. I could spend hours just talking about that alone. Bush to veto torture ban. This particular article is from the American Free Press. U.S. President George W. Bush said Thursday he plans to veto legislation passed by the Senate to bar the CIA from using harsh interrogation methods, including waterboarding. The reason I'm vetoing the bill, first of all, we have said that whatever we do will be legal, Bush said in an interview with the BBC. Secondly, they are imposing a set of standards on our intelligence communities in terms of interrogating prisoners that our people will think will be ineffective. So basically he's saying that the CIA and these intelligence groups, they need to have the authority to torture people, which I don't agree with whatsoever. I don't believe that torturing people has saved American lives. I don't believe torturing people actually provides good information. And I've yet to see one documented case where the government has been able to 100% absolutely determine and provide information proving that the torture of a detainee or a particular individual saved hundreds and thousands of lives. I don't believe it. In fact, I just assume the government is lying to me at this point. I assume the media is lying to me at this point because their track record is so horrible and abysmal. You have to assume that they're lying. I mean, just look at the past 6 to 7 years. It's just been an abomination in terms of the amount of lies that have come from the government and the media. They've lied about 9/11. They've lied about the 7/7 bombings. They lied about Iraq. I mean, I go on and on. They're certainly lying about the North American Union. They're doing all that in secret. We've got these secret meetings, which isn't open to anybody, just the people who are involved with the meetings. You've got the North American Competitiveness Council invited up to that meeting up in Montebello, Quebec last year. It's all being done secret. This administration it just has absolutely zero credibility. So you have to assume that they are lying. But, I mean, you just have to look at this article in the context. They're basically saying that the reason why they are going to veto this bill is because of this one provision that's in this particular bill. That has nothing to do with all the other components of the bill. It's basically this authorization bill for the intelligence, for the government's intelligence groups. That's really what it is. But there's a provision in there that ensures that the CIA has to follow the interrogation methods as outlined in the U.S. Army Field Manual. And what's really interesting is that John McCain actually voted against this bill, and he cited those provisions as why he voted against it. And isn't that strange? Because this guy, all throughout the presidential primaries, he was saying that, oh, no, torture is horrible, it's bad, it's not effective, which he's correct. But then when it comes to actually vote on something, he says, no, I'm not going to vote for it. And he uses the fact that the CIA shouldn't be beholden to methods that the U.S. Army uses. When he's been on record stating that the U.S. Army field manual is the gold standard for conducting interrogations. The guy is just a joke. He's such a joke. I can't believe anybody takes John McCain seriously. So yeah, torture is good. We need torture to save American lives. If we can't torture people, then large amounts of Americans are going to die. That's pretty much what Bush has been saying with all of his rhetoric. And you can take a look at some of his statements on whitehouse.gov. It's crazy. He's essentially saying that by not having the authority to torture people, that there might be a huge catastrophic attack on the United States because we don't have the authority to torture people. I mean, it's crazy. Let me move on to another story. Bush criticizes Congress on terror bill. This one's from the Associated Press. And this is another one that's been bouncing around. This has to do with the amendments to the Protect America Act of 2007. And of course, that was a temporary act that allowed the administration to spy on Americans without a warrant for a certain period of time. Now the time is up. They've actually made an extension so they could work out the different ins and outs of the bill. And the U.S. Senate recently, they passed a bill that includes immunity for the telecoms that participated in warrantless spying for the past 6 to 7 years, if not longer. So it gives them immunity, and Bush is demanding that the U.S. House of Representatives pass a similar bill so it could sign. I mean, it's nuts. How can you make this retroactively immune for the telecoms? They broke the law. Now people are suing them, and rightfully so. They're being sued. So now, we have to pass a bill that makes them retroactively immune to any of this. Well, do you think they'd retroactively make anything immune for the average everyday American? No, but when it comes to the big telecoms, we can bend over backwards to make sure that they're taken care of. And I just don't see any evidence of any of this warrantless spying stopping terrorism. Again, the threat of terrorism is overblown. You're more likely to die drowning in a swimming pool than you are from an international terrorist. There's no reason to even have this debate. There's no reason to have a Protect America Act of 2007 and warrantless searches and warrantless spying. It's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and there's no need for it. Because there really aren't that many terrorists out there. Again, the terrorists come from the government. So if there was a real war on terror, what we'd have to do is we'd have to have an internal investigation to the CIA. And like JFK wanted to do, we needed to just shatter the CIA into a million pieces. That's what we needed to do back in the 60s, but of course, we all know what happened to JFK, and he was unable to do that. Some other news, Romney to endorse John McCain. No big surprise there. Reuters did report on this. Republican Mitt Romney, who dropped out of the presidential race a week ago, will endorse one-time rival Senator John McCain, Republican officials said on Thursday. No surprise whatsoever. We saw this coming. And Mitt Romney, he is just another New World Order minion. You know, he's bought and paid for by the establishment, just like John McCain. And, I mean, this just came as no surprise. We knew that he was going to endorse John McCain after he dropped out, and now it's pretty much official. We have to break. We'll be back on the other side, and we'll get into more news and information. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's get into some more news. U.S. resembles third world nation, according to Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, this is an interesting comment from Michael Bloomberg, especially considering all the New World Order crap that he's been promoting. Let me read from the article from CBS and the Associated Press. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has unleashed another flurry of jabs on Washington, ridiculing the federal government's rebate checks as being like giving a drink to an alcoholic on Thursday, and said the presidential candidates are looking for easy solutions to complex economic problems. The billionaire and potential independent presidential candidate also said the nation has a balance sheet that is starting to look more and more like a third world country. President Bush signed legislation Wednesday that will result in cash rebates ranging from $300 to $1,200 for more than 130 million people. The federal checks are the centerpiece of the government's emergency effort to stimulate the economy under the theory that most people will spend the money right away. Of course, we have already covered how this whole economic stimulus plan is a joke. And actually, Bloomberg actually makes some sense here. The U.S. is resembling more and more like a third world nation every day. Of course, he's just pandering because he's a potential presidential candidate. So that's why he's saying these things. But this is the same guy that wants to establish this whole organization in which we have to have this global smoking police. Oh yeah, we have to prevent people from smoking, we have to tax cigarettes and all this other stuff. Just another method of control. And he's also for this whole closed circuit TV grid for New York City. I mean, this guy is a New World Order minion. He's horrible. He was also behind that camera ban in New York City. That news came out 5 or 6 months ago. I don't know if they fully enacted it, but they're talking about banning cameras, that you'd have to get a permit from the city to actually film in New York City. I mean, how crazy is that? But what he's actually saying here is true to a certain extent. The U.S. is resembling a third world nation more and more. Our electoral process resembles a third world nation. I mean, we've got these electronic voting machines that nobody can verify if they're counting votes properly. Our whole election system is a complete and total sham. The economy, I mean, it's falling apart, folks. We can't keep printing more and more money out of thin air and expect this problem to go away. And that's essentially what this economic stimulus package was all about. Yet we're just going to print more money out of thin air, and then we're going to give out these rebate checks to everybody. And there's been some discussion that they're not even really rebate checks. You know, it's crazy. But he's actually right to a certain extent here. You know, I will give him that, even though he's a total bought and paid for minion of the New World Order. Let me cover this news on this gunman. And this happened today. A gunman opened fire on the campus of Northern Illinois University, injuring 15 people. Let me just read from the Associated Press report. A gunman opened fire in a lecture hall at Northern Illinois University on Thursday, injuring as many as 15 people before he was killed, authorities said. And apparently, I guess he killed himself. I can't 100% confirm that. I did hear some reports that he killed himself, committed suicide. And this is a similar type of event that you can compare to the Virginia Tech massacre. If you remember the Virginia Tech massacre, you had this crazy person that just, out of nowhere, just killed a bunch of people. It turned out that he was on psychotropic drugs and all this other crazy stuff. I mean, and, you know, some people believe that he was a mind control assassin. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was very weird because you had the feds, they're doing all this weird stuff. The police were doing weird stuff during the time. I wish I could remember the whole situation a bit more clear. It's been like 7 or 8 months ago. But basically what you had in the Virginia Tech massacre is you had somebody who was on these psychotropic drugs, and they ended up killing a bunch of people. And I think what you're going to see here is you're also going to see that this person had a history of being on psychotropic drugs or any number of these different pharmaceuticals that do all sorts of crazy stuff to your brain. These psychotropic drugs, they don't resolve any of these made-up diseases like attention deficit disorder and whatnot. The goal here of the New World Order and the pharmaceutical companies is to get as many people on these drugs as possible because they become dysfunctional. And that's in the best interest of the New World Order to have a dysfunctional society. Of course, instances like these make it more easy for the establishment to say, oh, this is awful, we have to ban guns. We have to pass more rules and regulations governing how we deal with firearms. They did it after the Virginia Tech massacre, and they'll probably do it again after this. We'll be back on our side. More news information.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places.
People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This show. And before we get back into the news, a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, Aneste Investment Advisors. Do you need help investing your money? RBN's sponsor, Aneste Investment Advisors, looks after your investments. Use Aneste Investment Advisors to invest for retirement, fund education, lower taxes, reduce investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and protect against the falling dollar. Visit www.anesteadvisors.com or call 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Now let's get back into some of this news. Now just real quick on this situation with this gunman. I firmly believe, now I might be wrong on this, there's no guarantee, but I still firmly believe, judging from what I've seen of previous incidents of this type, where you have these mass shootings, these people just go on a shooting rampage, these people are on psychotropic drugs. They're not well because the drugs have made them not well. And this is what these people do. They have the educational system set up, so they diagnose people who are just acting in a normal fashion, okay? I mean, it's normal for an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old to be fidgety in class, but now what they're doing is they're classifying 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds who fidget in class as having some sort of mental disorder. Then they put them on the drugs, they turn them into zombies, and this has a really adverse effect on these youngsters. Then they grow up on all this crap, and they keep taking all these drugs. They're actually poisoning them. It messes with their brain. And then they start doing all this crazy stuff. Now, I'm not saying all of them do this, but there are people here and there that end up just going crazy because they're on these psychotropic drugs. So that's one part of this paradigm. I'm sure it's all going to come out that this person was on these drugs. If not, I'll be very surprised. But in addition to this, this gives the establishment the perfect excuse to push for more regulation, more rules on the ownership of firearms. Like they did with the Virginia Tech massacre, they passed additional legislation stating that they need to keep a database of people who are mentally ill. So anybody who's mentally ill can't access a firearm because they'll be checked against this database. And of course, this was the Veterans Disarmament Act. So all these people come back from Iraq that are diagnosed with PTSD because they sent them over there 4 tours, 5 tours. And I'm sure at this point, they're probably getting up to 6 tours, considering how long they've been over there. So they come back with PTSD. They try to buy a firearm. Nope, can't do it. Sorry, you've been classified as being mentally ill because you had PTSD while you were in the military. And of course, it effectively takes care of military veterans from owning firearms that may be classified with PTSD because it eliminates people that may potentially resist the establishment in the future as things get worse and worse and worse. I mean, these people are very smart. They know what they're doing. So that's where I see this whole thing heading. You're going to see calls for more controls, more gun control, and all of this after this, after all the information becomes available about this case. I can only imagine what they're going to be talking about tomorrow. I'm sure it's going to be all over the news, and we need to ban guns, have massive amounts of gun control legislation passed, and it's going to be a complete nightmare. Some more news, banks begging for government bailout. This is unbelievable. This one's from Reuters. And let me read from this. This one is just, it's remarkable. The banking industry is proposing to members of the U.S. Congress and the White House that some of the risk of troubled mortgages should be shifted to the federal government, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal on Thursday. One proposal has been advanced by officials at Credit Suisse Group and would let the U.S. Federal Housing Administration guarantee mortgage refinancings by some delinquent borrowers, according to the report. The Credit Suisse plan would open the way for nearly 600,000 subprime borrowers, many of whom are delinquent on their mortgages, to refinance into loans backed by the FHA, said the journal, which cited a Credit Suisse spokeswoman. So now you got the banks looking for a government bailout for all their mortgages. See, this thing is continuing to unravel. Where do they go after the government? They're looking to the government for a bailout. Where do you go after that? There's nowhere else to go. And I think it's a big mistake for the government to even consider or entertain such an offer or proposal. They shouldn't be getting involved in the internal affairs of private business. But here you have the banks, in which the Federal Reserve intentionally created this whole crisis through Greenspan. You can blame Alan Greenspan. They created the crisis, and now they're begging the government for a bailout. It's disgusting. And that's why the banking industry, it's so corrupt. The banking and the insurance industry, it's awful. And you notice how all of these so-called left-leaning Democrats, how they never talk about, oh, we need to regulate the banking industry. Oh, we need to target the banking industry. No, they never talk about the banking industry. Whenever they talk about big multinational corporations, the banking industry is never mentioned. And that's the biggest and most influential industry there is, because they fix the price of money. But they either refuse to address that, or they just don't understand what's going on. When you have an organization like the Private Federal Reserve Bank that literally can fix the price of money, that's a huge problem. They're the ones creating all the inflation. And this segues into this other article, Bernanke ready to cut rates again. This one's from the Associated Press. Ben Bernanke actually was testifying in front of Congress today. Just unbelievable. More of the same rhetoric. Let me read from the article. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress Thursday that the country's economic outlook has deteriorated and signaled that the central bank is ready to keep on lowering a key interest rate as needed to shore things up. Wow, isn't that great? So Bernanke is prepared to devalue the dollar even further and then prolong the agony. It's going to prolong the amount of time we have before the collapse. But yes, it might buy us some more time, these interest rate cuts. But when the crash comes, it's going to be even worse because of what Bernanke is doing. This is horrible. And CNBC, all these insiders, they think this is a wonderful thing. You have the media and the government, all these people saying how this is great that we're going to cut interest rates again. It's horrible. In the long run, this is going to destroy the value of the dollar. People's bank accounts are going to be devalued, and this is going to hurt the middle class and the poor directly. I don't know how many times I've said this on this show. This is not a very difficult thing to figure out. You have money that's created out of thin air. The more money that is out there circulating, the less it's going to be worth. And if people start losing confidence in the paper money and this credit system that we have, then these credits and pieces of paper are going to be worth zero. And every fiat currency in the history of man has gone to zero value or has been replaced by another currency. And it looks like they're trying to set this whole thing up to replace the dollar with a regional currency. That'll be the solution to the problems that they're having with the dollar, which have been created intentionally by the Federal Reserve System. Let's see here. I know we've got some phone calls. Just bear with me. I'm just trying to finish covering these news stories, and we'll get to your calls in a few minutes. CDC says FEMA trailers have toxic air. This is an important story from the Associated Press. U.S. health officials are urging that Gulf Coast hurricane victims be moved out of their government-issued trailers as quickly as possible after tests found toxic levels of formaldehyde fumes. So the FEMA trailers have all this formaldehyde fumes, I mean, and you think the government is there to help you. Now, this might just have been an honest mistake, but it seems like the government makes a lot of honest mistakes. Doesn't it seem that way? So you have FEMA trailers with toxic air. Unbelievable. But should we expect anything less from FEMA? In my personal opinion on FEMA, they're not here to provide emergency management. They're actually there for the express purpose of being the administrative arm when martial law is declared. That's my personal belief. But they use the guise of emergency management to justify the existence of this institution out in the open. Because it's such a big institution, you can't just hide it. So they have it out there. They say this is an emergency management organization. But really, from everything I've seen about this thing, it's just there to serve as administrative arm for martial law when it is finally declared. And I don't know, I got a lot of stuff up on my website, roguegovernment.com. I mean, you can check out this story on Obama's bill. This is the Global Poverty Act. I'm going to spend just a quick minute on this one. Basically, I mean, you can read the article up on my site, but pretty much this bill, this Global Poverty Act, pretty much what it does is that it commits us to providing 0.7% of our gross national product to the United Nations. And then it gets into all these different things, how it's designed to fight poverty and all this wonderful stuff. But really what it's doing is that it's making our country beholden to a large international group, the United Nations. So it's usurping our sovereignty, a horrible, horrible piece of legislation. I skimmed over it real quick. I read Cliff Kincaid's analysis on it, which this is why I repost on roguegovernment.com. And it just looks like a bad bill all around. And we shouldn't even be messing around with it. But of course, Barack Obama, oh, this is just a wonderful bill because it's going to reduce global poverty. It's going to do no such thing. The United Nations has not reduced global poverty at all. In its existence. I mean, there's been more poverty. But again, it's all about creating a problem, and then the UN, they offer a solution to it, but it actually makes the problem worse because it gives them more power and more money. It's horrible. Besides that, check out my website, roguegovernment.com. We've got the U.S. planning to shoot down a spy satellite. That's bad news there. I mean, I can just imagine what that's going to do. We have child fingerprint checks at EU borders. I mean, just all sorts of crazy stuff going on. So check out the website. But let's get to your phone calls. I've rambled on enough. Let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, you're on the air.
Excellent, as usual. Much appreciated. I just, you know, everything that this young gentleman is saying from a journalistic and analytical standpoint goes to the discussion in Paul Manning's book, Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile. And the folks that are out there that, you know, attend loyally their Ron Paul meetup every second Monday or Tuesday of the week might give this gentleman a little help. Considering, and I'd ask permission if Manny's ready, that it would be a little clip in regard to what's going on over in Bloomer, Wisconsin. That's between the Hudson and the Warsaw area in northwest Wisconsin. Now, these little Nazis are into the control and the mind control that will be demonstrated in this NPR clip. If there's anybody out there supporting these little Nazis, they surely are doing themselves and their family a disservice. Can I run this real quick for you? Just a short clip.
How long is the clip?
Less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Okay, yeah, let's play the clip.
Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Wisconsin holds its primary next Tuesday. It's an open primary where voters can choose from either party. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in northwestern Wisconsin talking to voters. She sampled Wisconsinites' views of the presidential race at the Main Street Cafe in Bloomer.
The sign on the door of the Main Street Cafe says, "Got pie." And they do. More than 50 varieties come out of their pie shop and travel across mid-Wisconsin from Hudson to Wausau. But the cafe is also a gathering place for Bloomer, something you see right across the Midwest, a pine-paneled front room filled with men drinking coffee.
You got a good deal for me so far.
We also found a euchre game that goes on every morning. One player has to go to work, another sits down. The Harrings family gets the card table going at 6 a.m. Jeff Harrings owns a solar, wind, and energy business.
Now, they've been pulling this routine for the entire campaign. They have a very tight psychological ops going at a local level. They have incorporated NPR nationally any more than ACN for the Christian grandma and grandpas that actually believe we won World War II. But the Haring family, you know, consists of the young, innovative, young first brother. He's in solar wind, and he's absolutely convinced that Bill definitely is the one because everybody respected us, and they didn't fear us. And the Republicans, Kevin Haring, believes messed up the whole entire world, and we're hated now. And necessarily,
well, exactly some crazy stuff, Bill. I just got three more callers. I got to get to them, but thanks for the call, Bill. That's definitely some interesting stuff. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. You know, I was just thinking of something. You know, I'm so sick of this country anyway with their stupid stuff, with all their sexual hang-ups and everything else, and all their moral this and that. Now, see, one time Australia, which is a lot freer than we are in some ways, and it's a predominantly white country, they tried to arrest and cuff Cheney and arrest him and was not going to let him get on the plane. Something happened. I don't know if you ever heard that, but that did actually happen. I don't think it was some rumor. And the Secret Service tried to get him out of there when he went to Australia, I think, last year. And they would have tried to cuff Bush, too. And they will arrest him. They were going to arrest him and put him on trial for all that crap that he's doing in Iraq to help for the Israelis and the oil and all that stuff. I mean, I'm just sorry they didn't manage to pull it off, you know?
Well, yeah, these people should be arrested. They're war criminals.
Yeah, they ought to be. Listen, there have been people in Germany that have been hung for much lesser things just because they're connected. Or put it this way, Albert Speer didn't do anything, yet he had to serve 10 years. I mean, that was BS. He didn't do anything. The guy, Admiral Dönitz, he didn't do anything with ran the Kriegsmarine, which is like the German Navy. He didn't do any more than what the American Navy did. Yet he had to serve this and that because Hitler was his superior. And yet there were some people that may have got what they deserved, but there were also some others that really didn't. And these guys getting away with murder. See, that's what I say about the hypocrisy between Britain and America and Israel. They could do whatever they want. And America's always talking all this moral values and crap with their older crap generation, which I've been sick of. And I'm glad those people and a lot of the people now, not their leaders, are brought to some of the leaders like Blair and Tony and Brown and them and Britain and even Gerhard Schroeder are really a pawn. Even Marco now is kind of like a pawn of, you know, American,
right.
Israeli and British establishment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're all puppets. They're all puppets. They're working for their New World Order masters. We have to break. We'll be back on our side with Gary in Tennessee and Steve in Ohio. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back to the show. Last segment here on the program. And let's see here. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, you're on the air.
How you doing, young pup?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Well, I wanted to call in. I enjoy your show.
Thank
you. It gives me great hope that the youth of America, you're a young man to me. I'm 66. It gives me great hope that people like you take the time, put out the effort, and I know you sure as hell aren't getting rich over this.
I'm not making a whole lot. I can tell
right.
you that for
that's
fact.
That's right. You're like me. You're doing a lot of donations. But I want to give you 2 points of constructive criticism.
Okay, real quick, Gary, because we've got to get Steve in Ohio.
Yeah. Number one, you tried to cover too many topics. And it's like somebody took a stack of 2-inch papers and shuffled them out of order before your program. And I'd like to hear more callers on your program. We got some pretty damn smart people out here. So that's about all I got to say.
All right, Gary, thanks for the call. No, I appreciate the constructive criticism. I mean, it's tough in a one-hour show. Basically, I cover the news, and it's a one-hour show. It's very difficult to cover everything that I want to cover, as well as to take phone calls. So I try to do the best I can, but I'll try to do better. But it's very difficult to manage, and you know, I got a full-time job. I just do the best I can. So, but I will try to be a little more efficient. Let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello, Lee. I wanted to let you know you left out a little part. Paulson and Bernanke, when they was talking to Congress today, they said our economy was strong, diverse, and resilient, and we're just going under undergoing a necessary housing correction. I about spit up my coffee when I heard that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other aspect of the whole madness. I mean, there's only so much of the madness I can cover in 1 hour, but absolutely. I mean, they're getting up there, and they're lying, and they have to lie, because if Ben Bernanke could get up there and actually told the truth about everything, everybody would lose complete confidence, and that would be the end of it. The dollar would go really far into the toilet. So they have to lie.
That's true. Well, thank you, Lee.
All right, thanks for the phone call. And, yeah, I mean, there's so many different there's so many different parts of every different news story, and it's very difficult to cover all of them or hit every single point, especially in 1 hour worth of time. That's why I sometimes say when I'm on the air, I say, gee, you know, I wish I had 2 hours, 3 hours to cover all this stuff. Because that's what I do. I mean, that's just the format of my show. I have a website, I cover news on the website, so it makes sense for me to come on air and discuss these news stories I find on a daily basis. Now, I know there's other shows out there that spend an hour or 2 hours focusing on one subject. That's just not the way that I structure my show, because I just gather news. That's what I specialize in. So, you know, I appreciate the constructive criticism. You know, I appreciate it. I do my best, but, you know, it is difficult to manage everything in the time slot that I have. I got 1 hour to get as much information as possible, as well as get to your phone call. So I'll try to manage that a little better, but I'm just doing the best I can. But anyway, I am out of time. Rick Adams is next, and we'll do this again tomorrow with all sorts of news and information pertaining to the New World Order. Thanks for listening. Take it easy.